Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Oh, okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
This is that, Steve Dale's Pet World. It works all the time. 866-554-PETS toll free. 866-554-7387. You want to hear my resolutions for pets for the new years?
Not really.
Well, you're going to hear them anyway. And in fact, last week on the show, we had the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association offer his resolutions, and well, I feel it's kind of my turn to do the same thing. This is National Dog Training Month, and I want to talk a bit about positive reinforcement dog training. Back in the day, police dogs, let me rephrase that. Even a couple of years ago, most police dogs, military working dogs, were trained using aversive techniques. It was thought, even though dog trainers began to use positive reinforcement techniques that never really punished the dog, police kind of and the military dragged behind. The thinking was, we need dogs that are going to be decisive, we need dogs that have discipline, and we need dogs that are going to be able to hold their own, all of which is true. But it turns out positive reinforcement works better to train those dogs as well. We'll talk with Dr. Cynthia Otto about that and the amazing work that she does. Also, the human-animal bond. Without that, we have nothing. I don't even have a radio show without that because you don't have pets. I mean, no one, as far as I know, forces us to have a pet. We do that out of choice. It's a time commitment. There's money involved in it. But yet we make that choice to do it. Why do we do that? What is the benefit? And we'll talk with the director of the Human-Animal Bond Center at Purdue about the effects that dogs have on all of us, and some research she's doing with our friends at Canine Assistance down in Georgia. And also, there's more! And that's not enough! There's more! And that is, well, talking to you, helping you, that's what I'm here for. Again, 866-554-7387, toll free, 866-554-PETS. We go to Karen in California. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
Doing okay. We had talked with you about 6 months or 4 months ago about the cat, Riku, and you helped us with that because medication, she's doing great on it now.
Wonderful.
But I'm having issues with my little Cavalier King Charles.
Oh, no.
She's the sweetest dog and loves everybody, and that's the problem. When repair people come, I have to put her in my bedroom because she gets so excited. She piddles.
Sorry about laughing.
Yeah, I know. You know, we're calling her Piddle Pup. And my brother and his wife are going to be coming up later this month. And I've tried putting her in the bedroom before they get in the house and all and bring her out. But she comes running out, and she's so happy to see him, she piddles.
Okay, well, there's something you could try here. First off, when people come over, mm-hmm. you might want to go out. You're in California. You could probably do this. If mm-hmm. you were in upstate Michigan or Minnesota or North Dakota, I could not suggest this. But you can go outside with uh-huh. your dog and let your dog greet people outside. So if your dog piddles, it's no big deal. So you're kind of giving up to the dog and saying, okay, but if you piddle, at least you're doing it outside.
Let me finish. That's good.
Okay, so that's one possibility. Another is to tell people when they come over to ignore your dog.
Oh, we've tried that.
And that has not worked.
No.
Because people are not ignoring the dog or because
no,
the dog
they,
is...
They, my friend, my neighbor from across, and she knows my neighbor. She comes over, and it's jumping at her, and Fema ignores her, you know, sits down, and Poppy's, you know, pawing at her and piddling at the same time. So I've been okay. going over to her house because no one wants to be piddled on.
Oh, no. Well, you need to have people come over and then give them wet naps or something.
I know. I keep wipes.
Yes, exactly. And odor neutralizer. Well,
yeah.
Then try out what I said and just kind of give up to it and take your dog out.
Yeah.
To greet people and let your dog do what your dog does out there. And then let your dog be the happiest, most wonderful dog in the world.
Oh, yeah, because she's a great dog. She really is. She's she gets so excited, you know.
But
sometimes.
I will tell you, here's what the book says. And here's what really does typically work. And the thing about my show is uh-huh. this. You listen to the home repair guy. You listen to a show on accounting. Is there such a show? And they will say, you know, the numbers add up to this. There's only one way to hammer a nail into a wall. But I'm dealing with real living things here, you know. So it does vary. But in theory, what really does typically happen is if people come over and if they ignore the dog, I mean, don't look at the dog, completely ignore your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, your dog will not piddle. And then your dog is rewarded for appropriate calm behavior.
Yeah.
Coming up next, your telephone calls, as well as my resolutions for the new year for your pets. I'll tell you what they are. I'll give you kind of a sneak preview, but the explanation is what I hope you hear next, and I hope you consider that interesting. Number one, fear-free happy homes. Number two, positive reinforcement. Well, probably know what that means. And number three, dogs are not wolves. I'll be back to explain all of those next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or to retail Taylor near you.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You want answers?
Steve's here to help you stay on good terms with your best friend.
You can't handle the truth.
Call in with your questions at 866-554-PETS.
I try to keep her on a short leash. I try to calm her down.
I love that. New bumps and everything. 866-554-7387. last week, the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Ba-bum-ba-bum. He was here. He offered his personal resolutions for pets for 2018. Now it's my turn. Now, I have three of them I want to talk to you about. The first is called Fear-Free Happy Homes. It sounds pleasant. It sounds nice. Indeed, it is that. It's great for pets. And this is actually great for pet owners as well and can save you money. Let me explain. So Fear-Free is an initiative that began not all that long ago in veterinary medicine, where we understand now that most cats, many dogs, when they go to the veterinarian, they are terrified. Actually, that's not putting it strongly enough. They actually believe they are going to die. Can you imagine? And no veterinary professional has ever gone into the profession to do anything except to help pets. I mean, it's a horrible feeling, but veterinarians have always said, okay, we've got to do this in order to get this done. Well, no, there are better ways to do it. And veterinarians and veterinary technicians are being taught those ways at a very rapid pace. So look for a fear-free veterinarian, a fear-free veterinary technician, if you like, and a fear-free veterinary practice. And you can do so at fearfreepets.com. Now, what does this fear-free happy home thing mean? Well, it all begins in your home. It begins with an enriched environment. It begins with being able to get your cat, sometimes dog, into the carrier without stuffing the cat into the carrier after chasing the cat all over the house, because by the time the cat gets to the veterinarian, that cat is so terrified, it doesn't matter what the veterinarian does. In fact, the right thing to do might be, unless it's a medical emergency, to send you right back home, because we've got to do this better. Now, listen, all of you love your pets, otherwise you would not be listening to this radio show. But we can actually do a better job. The other thing about Fear-Free Happy Homes, well, two things. First of all, lots of items are offered at discount prices, and that's a great thing for all of us who have pets. I'm talking about pet toys and accessories, pet food perhaps at some point. I mean, all these things that we need for our pets. That's one thing. Second is you go online, you Google, fill in the blank, house training. And you get websites that have really good information, authors of stories that know exactly what they're talking about and are qualified. But you also get a lot of misinformation. So this website provides good information written by experts who indeed do know what they're talking about. Many of them are veterinarians. Some are veterinary technicians. Others are animal behavior consultants, such as myself. Fearfreehappyhomes.com. Quickly, positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement is the way we should be communicating with our dogs and cats, actually. So the tendency is when a cat is on the counter to yell and scream at the cat or to shoot water at that cat out of a spray gun or a spray bottle, right? Well, there's another way to do it. And that other way to do it is provide more interesting places where the cat can go up high, but maybe not on the counter because we don't want the cat on the counter, for example, but maybe offer somewhere else and make that somewhere else more interesting. And the cat will simply do it just because of that. Also, when it comes to dog training, using methods and using equipment like shock collars, those electronic collars that really do shock dogs. Do we need to do that anymore? I mean, enough is enough. So that's my second resolution, to focus on positive reinforcement. And this is, after all, National Dog Training Month, so it's a good time to talk about it. And finally, to communicate, and you'll hear me talk about this throughout the year, dogs are not wolves. We see these television commercials for pet foods, and dog trainers also talk about this. Train your dog as if your dog is a wolf. That's rubbish. Dogs, first of all, did not evolve out of any wolf species that is on the planet today. Dogs evolved from a wolf species that disappeared a very long time ago. In fact, the gray wolf, the wolf species that is often compared to the dog, evolved around the same time dogs did. And dogs, of course, evolved over a course of thousands and thousands of years from that wolf species that no longer exist, eventually into today's dogs. I am telling you that that little toy poodle sleeping with you on the bed is not a wolf. In fact, nutritional needs of wolves is so different than dogs. dogs' nutritional needs are very similar to people, believe it or not. I mean, it would be like you having dinner every night like a gorilla. We're closely related to gorillas, yes, but we don't eat like gorillas. Well, some of us might. Most of us don't eat like gorillas. Most of us don't act like gorillas. Most of us don't raise our little children as if they were gorillas. And the same is true with dogs and wolves, and I'm so sick of that comparison. I want to give wolves their respect, their due, and they deserve that. We need to protect wolves. But having said that, they are simply not the same as the dogs we share our homes and our bedrooms and our beds with. You don't sleep with a wolf. But none of this matters without the human-animal bond, which is what we'll talk about next with Dr. Maggie O'Hare.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby. All we need is somebody to lean
on. Dr. Maggie O'Hare is a professor at the Human-Animal Bond Center at Purdue. And also, we are on the same advisory board for Pet Partners. You are incredible for a whole lot of reasons, Dr. O'Hare. But one of them is, you know, we look at the bond that we have with animals, and particularly service dogs and assistance dogs have with the person, their handler, the person they live with every single day. And we see with our own eyes that this is pretty incredible. And you say, that's good, but that's not enough. We need to document this with science. And you're looking at a particular group based in Georgia.
That's right. We're working with Canine Assistance in a project funded by Elanco, and our whole goal is to scientifically evaluate the effects of canine companionship. So, you know, at this conference or other places, we might think, oh, we already know that. I love my dog. We know this works. But actually, you know, recently in the top psychology journal, a paper was published that said, it's still a hypothesis. This is not
a proven. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like there hasn't been any science.
It's not, but apparently for, you know, the top experts out there, it's not enough. It's not rigorous enough for what these journals are looking for when they compare it to other evidence-based practices and other things that have more science behind them. So, you know, we kind of in our insular bubble tend to think, we got this, we already know it. But the reality is that not everyone's buying into that, especially in the scientific community more broadly.
So what have you done?
So our goal is to bring that science. So what we're doing is we're taking measures that are used in clinical trials of other treatments in other populations and applying those exact measures to the effects of canine companionship. And so what we're seeing is that it's beyond the physical assistance that these dogs provide. When we take those validated measures, we see meaningful differences in quality of life, social relationships, health, school and work life. So it's really creating broad changes, not only for the person who receives the dog, but actually also for their family members.
So one example is I recall talking to a mom whose child is autistic. Mm-hmm. And while autism and dogs don't necessarily always work, a different topic,
right?
In this particular family, it did work. And she explained that not only is her son, who was like 13 or 14, very, very different now, mm-hmm. and feels more confident with the dog. Mm-hmm. She said, our lives have changed. Mm-hmm. We can go to the movies because we won't have a son that begins yelling and screaming in the middle of the movie. Mm-hmm. We can go to restaurants mm-hmm. for the same purpose of that. And now my son, who was socially had some difficulty, mm-hmm. people come up first to see the dog. Mm-hmm. And now we've got my son actually saying, well, I want to meet you too. Mm-hmm. And she said, I never, ever could have expected that.
Right, exactly. And that's what we're finally able to document in a way that will measure against other treatments and other trials. And we really have found that the social functioning is different. These people don't feel a slave to their home anymore. They can leave the house. And that's something that many of us take for granted, and that we're giving them a voice to share this through the science we're doing.
So the organization is called Pet Partners, and you're looking... No, it's
we're
not.
Working with Canine Assistance.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, different organization.
Yes, but you and I work with Pet Partners,
we do. So Canine Assistance
yes.
is the organization that you're looking at.
Yes.
What does this organization do?
So Canine Assistance is a really unique service dog provider. They actually do something called bond-based choice teaching, which is pretty different from what a lot of other organizations are providing. And they really focus on creating that strong bond between the human and the animal. And that's perfect for what we're studying because we're interested in what effect that bond has. So they provide service dogs for epilepsy and different physical and mobility disabilities. And what we find is that it's far beyond those disabilities that these dogs are helping.
Yeah, so there's lots of topics there. So we just slid by the way they're training their dogs in this
yes.
bond-based
choice.
Way. Yeah, right.
Yes.
So what is that?
Well, I myself am not an expert in it. We'd have to bring in canine assistants to give you a bit more on that. But it's really focusing on the relationship and the social cognition capabilities of dogs and kind of capitalizing on that to create this bond so that there's a motivation to engage and to learn new things and to be attentive to the human in ways that potentially you can't train as easily. It's in their eyes a way that you create that bond and the dog attunes to you in a way that they wouldn't otherwise.
And at the end of the day, it's because the dog wants to.
That's correct.
Rather than the dog is being forced to.
Exactly. So it's not, you know, a clicker training situation. It's, in fact, these dogs, according to them and from what I've seen visiting their site, are coming up with novel ways to assist their human and to attune to them through this bond-based process.
Okay. We look forward to the final results of your published study. Dr. Maggie O'Hara, thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you, Steve.
We wouldn't have a radio show without you, without your participation. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. You can also email Steve at petworldradio.net.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest-growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
He's dog's best friend, and cats too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Kathy in Florida, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You have a question?
Yes, I do. I have three chihuahuas. Two are male.
All right, we're done.
One is female.
We're done. That's all I need to know.
You know what? You're right. Exactly right. All my friends and my family tell me that, too. But anyway.
Well, congratulations. I assume some are rescued dogs. Because
No, actually, they're not. They're leftovers from the Paris Hilton days when my kids were teenagers, so, you know.
They're rescue dogs, sort of,
and they
Mom.
Take off, and I get stuck with the dogs. But I love them.
Of course, of course. Right. So what's
so anyway,
the question?
Two, like I said, two are males, one is female. And they're older, so they're 11 and 12. I think the oldest male is 12, and then the other two are 11.
Okay.
They were puppies of the male.
Got it.
And anyway, for many years, they've been housebroken.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a couple years ago, they decided that they were just going to mark everywhere. And it is actually marking. I know it's marking. You know, I can tell. And the males have not been fixed.
Why?
Because I was breeding them.
Okay. Okay.
So, why are they doing this all of a sudden, and what can be done about it? Is there anything?
Sure. I don't know why they're doing it all of a sudden. Probably right. has to do with the relationship with the dogs, or me asking you lots of other questions that I just don't have time on the radio to
right.
do.
And you know what? You're right. It is the relationship. They mm-hmm. don't like each other. They never have.
There we go. Okay. So
right.
two things you should do. One is to consider neutering the mm-hmm. dogs, because that may help you. It may overnight solve the problem. Odds are, because it's been going on for 2 years, it's also an entrenched behavior at this point, so it may not right. instantly do that. I cannot promise that. However, what you, I think, need to do is to bring in a professional who can mm-hmm. say, all right, this is going on here, this is going on there, and I am going to, because on the radio, it is difficult for me. I mean, we could talk about it a little bit, mm-hmm. why and under what circumstances they're not getting along, but you really need someone to come in, look at what's going on, a positive reinforcement dog trainer who understands behavior, and that's right. the secret. So you want a certified animal behavior consultant, or maybe a veterinary behaviorist. You can't go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they're wearing diapers I mean, all the time.
Well,
you know,
that's one way to solve the problem as well. And I'm also assuming nothing is medically is going on. But if we're talking about more than one dog, obviously odds right. are it's not right. medical.
Right. And it's not. I mean, they get their checkups, you know, every year. And I take them to the vet anytime there's any least little thing wrong. So I don't think that's the issue. I just think that they are two males that are competing.
Oh, so it's only the two males that are having this issue?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's some things you could try that won't, there's no downside. Take them out mm-hmm. more often. Also provide a litter box in the house and teach them to go in the litter box, which wouldn't be a bad idea.
I have done that.
Yeah.
I have done that. And they pee in the litter box. I mean, they just... It's like if one goes, then the other one has to go. If one goes out, the other one has to. I mean, and they do it just to be marking. There's nothing that works.
So one goes in the house. So what you can do then is prevent one from going in the house. So tether one right. of the dogs to you. So literally uh-huh. that leash is attached to you. If the dog begins to go, you can clap your hands, uh-huh. interrupt the dog, take the dog outside. And then that uh-huh. dog will go, but grab the other dog if you can. Take them both outside. Uh-huh. If one goes, then the other overmarks the other. Outside, you don't care,
right.
you know?
Right.
So that would be one idea as well, not giving the dog an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I think I'll try that, although I hope it becomes a habit and not have to do that forever.
No. Well, that would be the idea, you know, for it to become a habit. So if right. after a month, I'm making up a period of time here because there's no okay. exact science to this, but if after a month uh-huh. your dog is okay and your dog doesn't have an accident in the house, then uh-huh. probably you're okay. No guarantees. It could be right, 6 weeks. It could be 2 weeks. I don't have that magic formula. I wish I did. Uh-huh. But at some point in time, if your dog isn't, at that point, having accidents in the house, your dog isn't going to.
Great. Well, that sounds good. I'm going to try that.
All right. Let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Our uh-huh. phone number is 866-554-PETS. Another thing she could do is, you know, crate training has several purposes, and one is to enforce house training, if you will. Now, I wouldn't want this dog, who's an adult dog, in the crate all the time. That's not fair. But when she thinks there might be a problem and she can't run the dog outside, to put the dog in a good way, not punishment, into the crate if they're crate trained and if they don't mind their crates. By the way, not together. These dogs aren't getting along. Again, our phone number, 866-554-PETS. You know, a question that we focus on a lot is choosing the right pet for you in the first place. And if you don't, well, then how do you adjust to all that? Well, coming up next, our email question of the week from a 95-year-old. Actually, her son-in-law wrote the email, but she has a problem with her 6-year-old dog. She's 95 years old. What will my answer be? You'll hear it next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all natural, fast acting, salt free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or to retail near you.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
That's right, steve@petworldradio.net. And here's how it goes. My 95-year-old mother-in-law has a 6-year-old Shih Tzu who loves her very much, and she loves the dog very much. However, this dog has learned to bark excessively at every passing cat, squirrel, or anything else. The constant noise disturbs the neighbors. He's trained to do this his business outside twice daily during his walks. Otherwise, he rules the house. My mother-in-law has no idea how to train the dog and naturally seems to be reinforcing his noisy barking. What's more, during the barking episodes, the dog has even bitten her and or others who try to make him quiet. We don't talk about these incidents and must pretend they never happened because my mother-in-law loves the dog so much. I hope my mother-in-law can continue to live in her own home with this dog. She wants to train him but won't do anything that seems cruel. It's from Canada. Mary, who wrote this, thank you so much. And it's a tough one. So I have no doubt your mother-in-law loves the dog, and I'm sure the dog feels the same way about her. But I suspect this dog is a very important part of your mother-in-law's well-being. I get that. And hopefully they can stay together. However, some realities here. She's 95 years old, and a dog bite can potentially lead to all sorts of secondary health problems. I don't even know how healthy or not your mother-in-law is. I suspect she is if she's able to take care of the dog, but still, she's 95 years old. The dog should not be allowed to bite other people anyway. That's not a good thing. So you have grandkids come over, you have neighbors, friends come over, and now you have the dog biting other people. So I think you need hands-on, or she needs, hands-on professional training. Hurting the dog, I agree with. I don't want anyone to come in and hurt any dog. A positive reinforcement trainer. A trainer certified by the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants, for example, or the Association of Pet Dog Trainers, APDT. Go to either of those websites and you'll find trainers, I hope, in your area. If you live in a major metropolitan area in Canada, I'm sure you can. Now, it seems as though this dog has high anxiety on top of everything else. So, for starters, plug in an Adaptyl diffuser. Adaptyl is a copy of a pheromone. It helps to take the edge off. That's not going to be your ultimate solution in reality, but it certainly is a start. Now, what does she do when the dog barks in the meantime? Well, what's inciting the dog to bark apparently is what's going on outside. So close the shades, if possible, so the dog can't see what's going on outside. I wonder, though, if interrelated with this, this dog isn't getting enough exercise, doesn't have outlets for perfectly normal canine energy, even for a Shih Tzu, especially if it's a younger dog. It's not. It's 6 years old, I see, but still needs some exercise. So wouldn't it be a bad idea for her to have a dog walker come in, but begin with that dog trainer, which I think is the best idea. And also for an outlet for exercise, even at her age, and it might be good for her to do this, to throw a squeaky toy at the dog or some sort of toy every once in a while, several times throughout the day. Good for her. She's interacting with the dog. And as long as the dog drops the toy and she's able to play the game without chasing the dog around the house, which probably would not be a good idea, then it's good for everyone. It's an outlet for this dog's energy as well. Email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. It is National Dog Training Month, so I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to talk about how positive reinforcement really changes everything. And even with dogs that were considered the only way you could train them was to be tough, police dogs, military working dogs, and from Penn Vet Working Dog Center, Dr. Cynthia Otto says no next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Cynthia Otto is the director of the Working Dog Center at Penn Vet. You are researching and studying police dogs now. I want to go back in time. At one point in time, recently, not 100 years ago, but 5 years ago, and still today to some extent, police dogs are trained with techniques, training techniques that make me cringe. as opposed to positive reinforcement. And now there's some data. Let me give you one that was just presented. We're at the convention of the American Veterinary Medical Association. I just learned this. You're about to learn it because this is new information. We know positive reinforcement works. We know there are some studies that indicate that. Here is another. A veterinary practice was using methods that were hardly the opposite of positive reinforcement. And they would treat the dogs by giving them alpha rolls and turning them over for no reason, and rather harshly in clinic, and they had puppy classes that did the same. I'm making up this number, but the percent, around 60% of those dogs they never saw again, and many of those dogs were relinquished to animal shelters. They changed to positive reinforcement, same very large clinic outside Detroit, and now well over 90% are still there in their home where they ought to be. You're shaking your head yes, because this is exactly what you're all about.
Absolutely. So at the PennVet Working Dog Center, where we raise and train dogs for careers that save lives, whether that be in medical detection or explosive detection or actually our dual-purpose police dogs, which track down the bad guys and hang on to them, those dogs we are training with positive reinforcement, and the power of that is so strong. We're so excited about the potential for the dog's well-being, but also for the bond between the dog and the handler.
What is that bond like? So all of you who are listening now, unless you have a working dog at home with you, you love your dogs. Your dogs love you. I'm certain of that. But I suggest that the bond that people have who work with their dogs, whose lives really depend on one another at times, quite literally, is somehow stronger.
I would absolutely agree. There is nothing like that bond between the working dog and their partner. Those two beings are almost one. They spend so much time together, and like you said, their lives depend on each other. The communication between a working dog and his handler is unbelievable. They sense things about each other. They respond to each other's moods. They just are a beautiful dance partner. And I really, we've actually got some data how important it is in the dog handlers that responded to 9/11 with canines compared to other first responders actually had a lower incidence of PTSD symptoms than first responders who did not respond with canines. So there's that protective effect, but we also knew that if that bond was severed because the dog died within 3 years of their response, for whatever reason, most of them natural reasons, but that individual actually was at higher risk for PTSD. So the healing effect, the compounding effect, we also know if a person did have PTSD, the dog would show behavioral changes. So the stress is being manifest through the dog. So the dog can protect us from stress, but it'll also reflect our stress. It is such a beautiful bond.
It is, and you know, both of us, you describe it exceedingly well and very articulately, but I don't think there's a word, a single word, in the human language, actually. So I said stronger. That's not quite right. I mean, I don't know that there's an actual word that we have to describe the three paragraphs that you just said.
And I'm trying to remember the word that was, I believe, in Portuguese, but it was part of you is part of me. It's a beautiful,
just nice.
that we are one in our individual, but together we become one.
And using positive, with the little bit of time we have left, using positive reinforcement dog training makes all the difference in the world in training, I suppose, any dog, not necessarily these dogs.
Absolutely, because what we're asking for is a bond and a relationship. And with positive reinforcement, we're working together for a common goal. We know dogs love to work, and if we can create the environment where they can work in a way where they are so happy about doing it and doing it in that relationship, because they do look for that relationship. They really love the relationship, and if it's a strong and positive relationship, how could you ask for anything better?
I'm so lucky to get to talk to the people I get to talk to. You're amazing, Dr. Cynthia Otto. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
BizTalk Radio.